This week's weather may not be ideal for growing warm weather crops, but it may not spell doom for this season's garden crop, says USU Extension horticulturist J.D. Gunnell.
The peas, onions, carrots, radishes, they're actually very cold hardy, and you don't have to worry about covering those at all.
Lettuce, spinach, beets, broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage are all plants, Gunnell says, are in the clear for freezing temperatures. But when it comes to more temperamental warm weather crops, peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, melons, and squash included, Gunnell recommends Utah's gardeners take action when temperatures dip to 33 degrees or below. Conscientious gardeners can tuck their crops in tonight with a frost blanket, cloth row cover, or a simple sheet of plastic. Any of these options can add 3 to 5 degrees to the ambient air temperature. Weight the edges of whatever coverage you're using with stones or bricks to make sure no cold air can get in and no warm air can get out. And take care that no part of your coverage of choice touches the leaves.
Plants such as tomatoes and peppers, their growing points are at the tip, so you have to make sure that those are protected and insulated against the touching of the plastic.
It's just as important to uncover your plants in the morning as it is to cover them at night.
Plastic during the day will act like a miniature greenhouse and warm that air up quite a bit.
Luckily, Gunnell says it's early enough in the season that any plants that may not survive the cold can be replaced.
I'm not overly concerned. If I have to buy more and support the local industry, then I'm okay doing that. Gardening is an adventure in Utah. I would definitely say get familiar with the local extension office. USU Extension has professionals that can help with any questions or concerns you have.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Alyssa Roberts.